He could be maddening at times, and he loved it. If he could find any kind of lever at all. I told Swan, "You explain to One Eye what you mean about the girl. One Eye, deal with it. Solve it. Short of killing her. Sing won't give me the key if we kill the skinny little... witch." Chapter 44. Darn. Arudatha Singh was almost enough to make me change my mind about swearing off men. He was gorgeous. Tall, well-proportioned, a beautiful smile that showed magnificent teeth, even when he was under stress. His manners were perfect. He was a gentleman in every sense but condition of birth. I told him, "Your mother must have been a marvel."
"Excuse me?"
"Nothing, nothing. Around here I'm called Sleepy. You're Arudatha. That's enough of an introduction."
"Who are you people? Why am I here?"
He did not bluster or threaten. Amazing. Few Taglians ever recognize that as a waste of time. "It isn't necessary for you to know who we are. You're here to meet a man who is also our prisoner. Don't mention the fact that you'll be released after your interview. He won't be. Come with me." Moments later, Arudatha Singh remarked,
"You're a woman, aren't you?"
"I was the last time I checked. We're here. This is Narayan."
"Narayan, get up. You have a visitor. Narayan, this is Arudatha, as promised."
Arudatha looked at me, trying to understand. Narayan stared at the sun he had never seen and saw something there that made him melt just for an instant. And I knew that I could reach him if I could keep it from looking like I was asking him to betray Kina. I stepped back and waited for something to happen. Nothing did. Arudatha kept glancing back at me. Narayan just stared. Out of patience, at last, I asked Narayan,
"Shall I send people to collect Kaditya, and Sugriva as well, and their children too?"
This threatened Narayan, and told Arudatha that he had been abducted because he belonged to a particular family. I recognized the instant the truth occurred to him. There was an entirely different look in his eyes when he glanced back at me again. I said,
"Not much good can be said about this man, from my point of view. But you can't call him a bad father. Fate never gave him the chance to be good or bad.
Except to the girl, for whom he had done everything possible, to her complete indifference.
He's very loyal."
Arudatha realized that this was not about him at all, that he was a lever meant to get some kind of movement out of Narayan Singh. The Narayan Singh, the infamous chief of the Strangler cult. Arudatha won my heart all over again when he squared up his shoulders, stepped forward and offered his father a formal greeting. There was no warmth in it, but it was absolutely proper. I watched them try to find some common ground, some point at which to start. And they found it quickly enough. We had not found any evidence, ever, to disdain Narayan Singh's affections for his lily.